Hey there, everyone. It's been a while since my last audio boo. Well, actually, it hasn't been. This is take three of one that I tried to do earlier. And recording from my computer was having problems. So I'm back to the good old-fashioned recording from my iPhone. I'm also outside, so if you hear some ambient noise or Ursa bark or something like that, you'll know what it is. But the purpose for this boo is a little review of some prints that I just had done at Costco. And let me give you a little background. I've been using Bay Photo for prints for a long time, and I'm a kind of, you know, been doing photography for a long time back with the darkroom, and I'm kind of still a believer that it's not an image until it's on paper. I love having prints of my work, and so Bay Photo has been great, and I love the quality of what I get from them, and my using them isn't going to change in any way. But after moving to Olympia, I met up and joined a couple local groups. One's a meetup.com group, and the other's the Olympia Camera Club. And some of the folks in both of those groups have been raving about the prints that they get from Costco, particularly the one Costco here in Tumwater. And so I wanted to give it a try. I also was kind of attracted to the idea that they're quite a bit cheaper than Bay Photo. I can get a 8x12 from Bay Photo for about $5 plus shipping plus some time to get it here, and I can get that same 8x12 from my local Costco in the same day for $1.50. So when you do a lot of prints, that becomes a pretty attractive sort of thing. So as a test, I sent off three images, two of them of the Space Needle at night, and one of them of a blue heron that I captured taking off over the Capitol Lake here in Olympia. And the first batch I sent out, just exported them after a normal edit, exported the files, and sent them off as JPEG. And I asked the printer to do absolutely zero correction whatsoever. In the past, when I've done that, my prints tend to come out dark. Prints look a little darker anyway than on the screen, but I've always had an issue with dark prints, and this was no exception. All three of them came back borderline unusable prints. They were so dark. Now, the second batch that I did, I sent the exact same JPEGs and told them to do their automatic color correction. Now, this is an option that most labs and most decent printers will have, print houses will have, is they can do auto color correction for you. In all three of the cases of those ones, the images were noticeably better. However, they were far too bright. They went to the other end of the spectrum. One of them became almost washed out looking. But for the average person taking camera pictures right out of the camera, it's probably a good option to select. Now, finally, and what really sets a lot of printers apart, print houses apart, and labs apart from others, is if you have the ability to soft-proof. And what a lot of folks may not know about Costco is you can. Every Costco store has printer profiles available online to download and then load into whether it's Photoshop or Lightroom, and you can soft-proof your images. And I'm not going to go into detail as to what soft-proofing is. Just Google it. You'll get everything you need to know. This isn't meant as a tutorial. But across the board, all three of the images that I sent in after having soft-proofed them with this particular store's ICC profile for the printer and paper came out just phenomenally good. I couldn't be happier with those three prints. They were just spot on tonality with what I was looking for, and just like I said, they were just exactly what I would expect. Right up on par with any other prints. Now, the selection that I have is limited. I don't have the size options that I have with Bay Photo. I don't have the very paper choices that I can get with Bay. So my choice is limited, but for doing a lot of prints, especially just prints for yourself, it really is a very attractive way to go. So again, that's just my quick little review of prints from Costco. And if you're interested, I'd love to hear some feedback. You can always reach me on Twitter at Scott_Wood. Or through my website with links to all of my social media at scottwoodphotography.com. And I'm spending a lot more time on Google+. So take care, and we will talk to you soon.